A Prayer to Remember You Matter to God by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. John 15:8-16. We all want to matter in this world. The truth is, we do matter already, exactly as we are, wherever we are, and no matter what we've done up to this point. Everything changes when you let your Maker show you why you matter. The one who fashionably knit you together, one thread at a time in your mother's womb, who created you and the world we live in, says that you matter immensely to him. It's God that we must look to truly recognize our worth in this world. God uses everything in your life for his purpose, everything. It all matters, every ounce of it. Nothing is dropped, nothing is discredited. God wants you to flourish and grow in him and bear fruit for him. We do this by giving ourselves fully to his faithful ways, trusting our lives in the hands of the Master Gardener. It's then that we can grow and bear fruit and come to realize it all matters. Every small or large seed he plants in your life is intended to grow into fruit. Yes, even the painful, hurtful things planted in your life can become fruit for his greater purpose. He'll use it all for his glory, just as he promises us in Romans 8:28, saying he works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Your failures matter. Your relationships matter. Your childhood matters. Your past matters. Your present matters. Your dreams matter. Your work matters. Your tears matter. Your pain matters. Your prayers matter. Your voice matters. You, dear brother and sister in Christ, you matter. We were chosen to bear fruit, so take every seed planted and surrender it to the Lord. It all matters. Allow him to water and nourish it so we can bear fruit for the glory of him, our Maker. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for forming us uniquely, making us one of a kind, and choosing us for a purpose. Thank you that you appointed us as modern-day disciples to bear fruit for your kingdom. Often we wish away seasons and seeds of pain, but Lord, we pray that we would learn to embrace everything you plant in our life, for we know that trials of any kind still produce fruit. James 1:2 says, to count it all joy when trials come in any form, because it produces fruit of perseverance. So let it grow, for when our endurance is fully developed, we'll be perfect and complete, not lacking anything. Please remind us, in moments where we feel like what we have around us doesn't matter, that it all matters to you. It's all a part of your bigger purpose. Uplift us today, reminding us that our story, no matter how messy it is, matters to you and will be used for good. Our mess ultimately is our message that we can use to be lights in this dark world. We surrender and sacrifice everything to you today, Lord, our past, our present, and our future. We want to bear fruit for you and your kingdom. May your word water our souls today, so the seeds planted can grow and flourish into what you've designed and called us to be. Thank you for choosing us to partake in your beautiful garden. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.